Shalom Mishpucha. Shalom family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. That's almost an understatement for my guest, Joan Hunter. We're reminiscing about her mom who just went to heaven. You've heard of the Happy Hunters, Charles and Frances Hunter, and Frances just went to heaven, and most of you that are listening to us are familiar with their great miracle healing ministry. And of course, Joan has been in the healing ministry for over 40 years, and she is built on their foundation. So it's almost like when we talk to Joan, we have two generations, one built upon another, of the healing gifts and understanding healing. But there's some areas, Joan, that you have covered in your brand new book, Power to Heal, that most people don't understand. It has to do with trauma, fear, grief. Now, these things can really get in the way of receiving healing and can get in the way causing you to be sick.
That's correct. What happens is a lot of times with grief and trauma, that when you go into a traumatic situation, it produces stress. And stress itself produces a stress hormone. The stress hormone's responsibility is to destroy the immune system. Thus, we have so many autoimmune deficiency diseases around the world, and it is all brought on because of stress and trauma.
You know, most doctors, when they don't know what's wrong, their immediate conclusion is stress, and I used to be upset with them saying, no, that's just a catch-all. But it's true.
It is true. 85% of the people that go to doctor's offices go because of stress-related diseases. And if you get rid of stress, you'll get rid of 85% of the diseases that's bothering the body of Christ, if not the world. And I'd rather live stress-free and not get sick than deal with all the stress-related diseases, neck problems, back problems, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, all that kind of stuff.
What about things like the heart and blood pressure? Is that connected to stress?
And then like people that have diabetes, all of a sudden their sugar level will go skyrocketing. And a lot of times nowadays the doctors are going, well, obviously you're under some kind of stress that's triggering your insulin level to be so high.
Well, what has God shown you about dealing with stress?
Well, where stress is concerned, there is, first of all, we try to fix things. Like us women, we try to fix our husbands. And then we try to fix our children. And not only do we start praying.
Whoa. Husbands try to fix wives, by the way. You can't take all of that guilt.
I know that. The average guy gives up after 2 weeks and says, forget it. You know?
So the wives are more like elephants with the memory?
Yes. But what happens is we try to fix our children and we try to fix our spouse and we can't. And what happens is that the more we try, the more they operate in rebellion. And then we in turn, get more mad and angry, and it just causes a big explosion. Now, in the book Power to Heal, on page number 110, in the book I tell you about stress, how to deal with stress, how to deal with trauma and depression. And it says here that on page number 111, prayer for releasing a spouse. You can't fix them. And so this is the prayer that I have in here. It says, Father, you know I have tried to fix my husband or my wife, Lord. I lay blank on your altar. I release blank to you. I thank you for blank. And Father, bless blank and bless our marriage. And so my husband's name is Kelly. And it says, Father, I've tried to fix my husband. I lay Kelly on your altar. I release him to you. I thank you for him. Father, bless Kelly and bless our marriage. in throughout the book, there is many, many places in here where there are actual prayers where you fill in your spouse's name, your child's name, and like on page number 111, this is a prayer for releasing children. We try to fix our children. Our responsibility as parents is to love our children and let God fix them according to Isaiah 49:25, and it says, "But thus says the Lord, I will save your children." And that's God's responsibility, and my responsibility is to love them. And then it says here, "Father, I lay my child," and then like say Charity, my daughter's name, Charity, "I lay Charity on your altar. I thank you what you have done in Charity's life already, and I ask you to bless her in Jesus' name. I've done all I know to do as a mother, and I release Charity to you. Father, bless Charity. Show me how to be a better mother." And amen. And I actually have many, many prayers like that throughout the book on Power to Heal. And then when your children or your spouse is on the altar, then you don't have to carry the weight of them anymore. Thus, you don't have the stress.
Yeah, but Joan, that's easier to say than to do. How does that, I mean, you say the prayer, but if you're like most people, you keep taking them back.
Well, then you're trespassing.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you're trespassing on God's property. You have gone to his altar and take off your sacrifice and have taken it back saying, "God, I can do a better job than you. I'll show you." And that's what that does. And so, and yes, I totally agree with you that it's easier said than done. But once you get it figured out and you get him on the altar and you leave him there, then you say, "God, did you see what your daughter did?" You know how it is. When sometimes they're your children, sometimes they're your spouse's children. But it's like all the time now they're God's.
All right. Well, give me an example in your own life with, say, your daughter of how that played out.
Well, right after the divorce, I encouraged them to spend time with their father. Long story short, their father took them to lesbian bars.
Hmm.
I was ready to kill everybody, but...
I understand.
I was like, "Oh, Lord Jesus, help me here." And but anyway, I was like, "You got to be kidding." So they would come home, and mommy finger came out. "What are you doing? This is not the way you were raised. You know, you come home, you're drinking. You know, he gave them drinks. He gave them this." And I'm just like, "What are you thinking?" And then so what they did is they called their dad, "Hey, what are you doing tomorrow night?" So they went out again. Mommy finger came out when they got home. Went to a different lesbian bar. And then, you know, time and time again. Well, the third time, I was fit to be tied. And I went into my bedroom and shut the door, bathroom, shut the door, and I got in the shower, and I turned the water on. I'm screaming out to God. And I'm like, "God, I can't fix my children. I have done everything I know what to do." And that still small voice, God spoke to me, and he goes, "Duh." And he'll speak to you in your language. And he said, "You've gotten in the way of me and my Holy Spirit from fixing your children." And I said, "I repent, Lord. I lay them on your altar. I give them to you." The next night when they came in, mommy arms greeted them and hugged them and loved them and told them, "God bless you, and I'll see you in the morning." And they never did that again.
They must have been shocked when you acted that way.
"Who are you and what have you done with my mother?" "Are you on drugs, Mom?"
But what you did is you allowed space for God to move.
Mm-hmm. And they never did that again. And it's absolutely awesome what happens, you know, when you allow God to go in and do something that you really thought you could do better, you know, because they're my responsibility, they're my children, you know, and now they were older children. Now you're supposed to, you know, train them up when they're young and discipline and things like that. But when they're, you know, 17, 18 years old and older, you can't fix them. Because the more you try, the more they're going to rebel. And when I just loved them and didn't condemn them, just loved them, then God has turned their lives around.
Oh, this is Sid Roth, and I'm speaking to Joan Hunter. And she covers so many fascinating topics, topics I've never seen before, such as if someone were to have a blood transfusion or a heart transplant, it's never even dawned on me. You can pick up curses from those people and things that people just don't think too much about and have in their house. It's never dawned on most people they can attract bad spirits. But we're making available these two books. One, her brand new book, and she's been talking about that, Power to Heal. And the other book is called Healing the Whole Man, and it's literally a handbook that explains diseases and explains how to pray in a practical fashion to get healed. And on tomorrow's broadcast, Joan, we want to talk about a fascinating area that you cover in your books on trauma and fear and how to get rid of it. And you and I have discussed that I believe that when you pray for people tomorrow, some fear and trauma that have been haunting them, and that's the right word, most of their life, they're going to be set free of. What type of feedback are you getting on your first book called Healing the Whole Man Handbook?
I'm getting incredible feedbacks. People are reading the book and they're getting healed. It's basically encyclopedia of focused prayers. Alphabetical. You've got this wrong with you or your friend has this wrong. You go to that page. You do what it says to do. It deals with the root cause, what potentially could have brought the sickness on, so that you can get free and healed of that. Then in turn, your whole life it can be totally transformed. People have read it that have had high blood pressure, and as they read it, they got healed. People that have had blindness in their eye, astigmatism, nearsightedness, farsightedness, that as they read it, their eyes are getting healed. I had one lady read it and her hemorrhoid got healed. And I mean, just on and on and on, these different diseases that are listed in there. And then this one guy, in a meeting a couple of nights ago, he read the book on lymphoma and prayed the prayer for lymphoma. And that was last year, and he is totally, completely healed of any form of cancer, lymphoma, everything, completely gone.
You know, just as you said to me, that the anointing has increased since your mother was promoted, there's something else going on. I believe the glory of God is invading planet Earth like never before. And where people had prayed in the past and not seen results, they can take these anointed prayers and this understanding of the spirit world and healing and miracles, and it's going to operate greater than ever before. Both books available for a donation of $28 or more. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.